Yerushalmi Shvi'is corresponding to Bavli Chulin, Daf Lamed Beis. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Gimel Lamed Aleph at the Mishnah. Ein noisin loy lebaya, v'loy lebalan, v'loy lesapar, v'loy lesapan, aval noisin hu lebaya, lishtois ulekulam hu noisin matona chinam. One may not pay a pit digger, nor a bathhouse attendant, nor a barber, nor a boatman with Shvi'is produce, but one may give the pit digger the Shvi'is produce to buy a drink, however he may give them as a gift to any of them. And the Gemara says, Tani Rabbi Yosi af loy lemevaya. The Gemara brings a b'risa, Rabbi Yosi taught that one may also not give Shvi'is produce to the pit digger to drink. Mechalfa should say to Rabbi Yosi, Taman hu ama, should say, Loikim hemenu maim umelach, v'acha hu ama, hochein. The Gemara asked that the opinion of Rabbi Yosi seems to have switched. Elsewhere he said that one may buy water and salt with Shvi'is produce, and here he taught that one may not give Shvi'is produce for drinking. Ham Rabbi Yosi ma pligi b'she tashmishoi ava b'shtia, af Rabbi Yosi moide. Rabbi Yosi, who's the Amor Rabbi Yosi, answered that the dispute of the Tanaim is over using the water such as for washing. The Rabbi Yosi prohibits it, but for drinking even Rabbi Yosi permits it. Haviman, Tana, Avanoisin Abaya, Lishtois, Rabbi Yosi. From here we learn that the Tana that taught that one may give the pit digger to buy a drink, that follows Rabbi Yosi. Am Rabbi Yosi Divriya Kolhi, Kan La Adam, Kan La Behema. Rabbi Yosi answers no. It follows both opinions. Our Mishnah is referring to using it for human consumption, and the Baisa is referring to animal consumption. Tani Mayan shall bnei ha'ir, hein v'acheim, hein koidmin acheirim, acheim v'behemtam, acheim koidmin v'behemtam, k'visosam v'chai acheirim, k'visosam koidemes v'chai acheirim. The Gemara asked from a b'risa. The b'risa says, if there's a spring of the townspeople that flows to another town, if there's not enough water for both towns, they precede others. If there are other people and their own animals, then other people precede their animals. If they need water for laundering and others need for drinking, they precede the others, as laundering is also called a basic need. Am Rabbi Yochanan, man tana kvisa chai nefesh. Rabbi Yochanan says, which tana views laundering as a basic need? Rabbi Yosi, the tani ein noisim mehem lo lemeshev lo lekvisa. Rabbi Yosi mate bekvisa. That the answer is Rabbi Yosi, as the Braisa taught, one may not use Shvi'is produce to soak flax or to launder. Rabbi Yosi permits using it to launder. Mechavah shiz had Rabbi Yosi, taman hu oimer ein rechitza chai nefesh. Vachu amal hakvisa chai nefesh. Then the Gemara now asks that the opinion of Rabbi Yosi seems to have switched. Over there in Meseches Nedarim, he said that washing is not considered a basic need, and here he said that laundering is a basic need. Am Rabbi Mana, Adam Magalga Barachitza, Vein Adam Magalga Bekvitza. The Rabbi Mana answers that a person can manage without washing, but he can't manage without laundering. Yehuda Ish Hutzi, Ovid Tama B'Ma'alta, Talasa Yomi, Baile Mekem Aladein Taima, Minayin Shechai Ir, Hazois Koidin Lechai Ir Acheres, also Legabi Rabbi Yosi Ben Chalafta, Amalei, Hen Habis, Amalei, Abdis Tamir B'Ma'alta, Talasa Yomin, Baile Mekem Aladein Taima, Minayin Shechai Ir, Hazois Koidin Lechai Ir Acheres. Now Yehuda of Hutzi was alone in a cave for 3 days. He wanted to understand the reasoning of Rabbi Yosi, why the lives of the people of this town precede the lives of another town. He came to Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta, who asked him where he'd been for the last 3 days, and Yehuda explained what he'd been doing. Now, Kora le Rabbi Aviudimus Berei, Amalei Agiv Adain Tama, Minayin Shechai Ya'ir, Azois Koidim Lechai Ya'ir Acheres, Amalei Tiyena Aorim Ha'ele, Tiyena Ir V'Iach V'Chakach Megosher Zivriseh. Rabbi Yosi bar Chalafta called for his son Rabbi Aviudimus and asked him to explain the reason. And his son said that the Pasuk says in Yeshua, in Perichov Tes Pasuk Mem, these cities shall be to the Levites, each city, and it then says, and its open land around it. And this teaches that one city comes before those that surround it. Amalei man garmlach delo palta im chavech. Rabbi Yosi said to Yehuda, what was the cause of you not knowing this explanation, that you were isolated from your colleagues? We come on to the next Mishnah. Te'inim shoshviyif ein koitzim oisam b'muksa avar koitzahu b'chaova ve'ein dochin anovim b'gas v'adoyachu v'areva ve'ein oisim zeisim b'bad v'kutvi avar koitzah shemachnes lebudida. The Mishnah says figs of shviyif, one may not cut them with a fig knife, but one may cut them with a regular knife. Shviyif produce may not be harvested in the regular way. One may not tread grapes in the wine press, but one may tread it in the kneading basin. One may not prepare olives in an olive press or a kutvi, which is an olive crusher, but one may crush the olives and put them into the small olive press. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Avtoichen hu babayis bebeis chaver or machnes lebudida. Rabbi Shimon says one may even grind them in another person's house and then put them into the small olive press. And the Gemara says, Ksiv, the Pasuk says in Vayikra Chofei Pasuk Hei, it should say, it's fiach ketsir choloi tiksor, ha ketsir keneged hakoitzim loi. The Pasuk says, you shall not reap the aftergrowth of your harvest, meaning that you may not reap in the regular way of the reapers, but you may reap in an unusual way. Amr Bilal, im eino inyan lesfichi isa, tanyo inyan lesfichi heta. Bilal says that if it's not referring to after growth that are prohibited, as they grew in Shvius, it's referring to those that are permitted since they began growing before Shvius. Even though they have the sanctity of Shvius, they're permitted to reap. Rabbana says that the Torah needed to prohibit even those that grew by themselves, so you shouldn't say that since they grew by themselves, they're permitted to reap in the regular way, and rather they must be reaped in an unusual way. The Pasuk says, in Vayikra Chafei Pasuk Hei, you shall not reap the aftergrowth of your harvest, and you should not pick the grapes you had set aside for yourselves. You may not pick that which is owned, but you may pick hefka produce, you may not pick in the way of the harvesters. This teaches that Shvius figs may not be cut with a cutter, but they may be cut with a knife. Ein dochim anovim begas, aval derechu ba'areva, vein oisim zesim bebad, v'kutvi, v'voisenu hitiru la'sois b'kutvi. One may not press grapes in a wine press, but one may press them in a kneading bowl. One may not prepare olives in an olive press, or a koiter, which is a large piece of wood with a large stone on top used for pressing olives, and v'voisenu permitted using a koiter. Rabbi Yochanan instructed the people of the house of Rabbi Yanai to grind them like Rabbi Shimon said of our Mishnah and to use a koitev like Rabbi Seinu. Rabbi Yochanan hoiri leilein de beis Rabbi Yanai shlo yehu noitlin schab bedehem shemen ela mois kub yuda kub nechemya hoiri lein. Rabbi Yochanan instructed the people of the house of Rabbi Yanai who worked in the oil press not to take the payment from Shvius oil, but rather money should be used like Rabbi Yehuda and Nehemia earlier. Kani achamarim v'akatefim v'chala oisos shvius schavam shvius. The Bryce says donkey drivers and carriers and whoever works the produce in shvius, their payment is shvius. Amar Rabbi Zeira v'peirus heter hi masnisa mao schavam shvius shu noitlin v'masher yu oisin schavam shvius. Rabbi Zeira says that the Bryce is referring to shvius fruits that were made ownerless and are permitted. And what's the meaning of their payment is shvius? That they take their payment from the fruits that they worked with, so their payment has the sanctity of Shvius. And the warning of Rabbi Yochanan earlier that the people of Rabbi Yanai should not take their payment from the oil, but rather with money, is like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia. Holy line, Rabbi Elah, Mechtve Peiris, Aveira hi Masnisa. Rabbi Elah taught that the Brisa's teaching, whoever works the produce in Shvius, their payment is Shvius, that refers to those that work with Shvius produce, that produce is prohibited to them. Umar Scharam Shvius, Kaidam Rabbi Abo, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Yai Nesech, Kanas Kansu, Baracha Kanas Kansu. If so, what's the meaning of their payment is Shvius? Like the case that Rabbi Abo prohibited in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, the payment for Yai Nesech, which is wine used for idolatry, is prohibited as a rabbinic penalty. Here also they gave a penalty that the payment should be like Shvius money.